And now this is a dictation for Melissa Peak, P-E-A-K, July 7, 78, addresses a letter to Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Moon, a follow-up for Melissa, who has progressive renal failure. Biopsy has been done. It's been reported. As active immune glomerulonephritis with focal areas of necrotizing and crescentic, for what we place her on prednisone and CellCept, we have to hold the CellCept and decrease the prednisone because of recent coronavirus. She restarted medications within the last few weeks. This biopsy did not show evidence of lupus. She is back working in a kindergarten facility exposed to very young kids, has lost weight, appetite is down but denies vomiting, no heartburn, no gastrointestinal bleeding or diarrhea, weight is stable although has gained some facial adiposity with the steroids. We did a video conference. Her respiratory symptoms for COVID were mild, moderate, did not require hospital admission, did not require oxygen or inhalers. Presently, good amount of urine without cloudiness of blood, denied chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea, stable edema, trying to do low salt. Also sees eye doctor for macular degeneration bilateral, only on vitamins, has not required any shots. Next paragraph, present medications for blood pressure, losartan, HCTC, on immunosuppressants with CellCept, 1,000 milligrams twice a day, prednisone presently 40 milligrams, on pneumonia prophylaxis with Bactrim, osteoporosis prophylaxis with Fosamax, a low dose weekly, and protection for stomach ulcers with Protanix. She remains on Lexapro, and for her body pain, takes Fibroease, E-A-S-E. Remains on Plaquenil for many years with prior diagnosis of lupus. This renal biopsy is not considered indicative of lupus. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 110-72, alert oriented 9-3, attentive, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph. Most recent cell count. Minor increase of white blood cells, probably from the steroids. Anemia 11, MCV of 94. Normal platelet count. Prior creatinine as high as 3. Last one down to 2.6, 2.8. GFR of 18, stage 4, a normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate in the upper side, low albumin, normal calcium, phosphorus, hepatitis B and C negative. No evidence of monoclonal protein, HIV negative. Negative antinuclear antibodies and anti-DNA, normal complement levels. 3+ of blood in the urine, 1+ of protein. Coronavirus was positive on July 7. Prior PTH mild elevated 89, normal TSH. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. A change of kidney function with evidence of blood protein in the urine, with biopsy findings as indicated above, from acute on chronic active immune deposit glomerulonephritis, areas of focal necrotizing and crescentic, C-R-E-S-C, crescentic abnormalities, areas of focal segmental glomerulosclerosis, secondary type, and mild degree of interstitial fibrosis and tubular atrophy. This is not related to lupus. Treated with immunosuppressants, has advanced renal failure. We are going to monitor chemistries, hope for improvement. She understands how severe the abnormalities are and potentially facing dialysis or renal transplantation. We will continue aggressive immunosuppressants with appropriate prophylaxis for pneumonia, stomach ulcers, bleeding, and osteoporosis. Prednisone is going to be decreased to 30 as she is on full dose of CellCept. Continue blood pressure management, including losartan. Blood pressure at home appears to be well controlled. Avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Chemistries every 2 weeks, full panel. Monitor for secondary hyperparathyroidism, monitor anemia. She understands side effects of medications. Plan to see her back on the next month. I'm sending a copy of the renal biopsy for her to read. Emotional support provided. She mentioned a family member after coronavirus developing good pasture disease, but that's not her case, as the immunofluorescence do not show linear deposits against GBM. Her problem is different. At the same time, there is no active lupus, and the question is if she really needs to stay on plaquenil, given the potential toxicity. She's already been 20 years or longer on this medication. All issues discussed at length, end of dictation.